The following audio is from Sand Hills Community Church. More information about Sand Hills Community Church is available at www.sandhillschurch.org.
Good morning. If you have a Bible, turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. It's after 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Before 1 Corinthians 13. I know my math, Willie. 1 Corinthians 12, starting at verse 1. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, I don't want you to be ignorant. You know that when you were pagans, somehow or another, you were influenced and led astray by mute idols. Therefore, I tell you that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God can say Jesus be cursed. And no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but the same God who works all of them in all. Now to each one, everybody say each one. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there's given by the Spirit the message of wisdom. To others, the message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another, the gift of faith. To another, gifts of healing by the same Spirit. To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. To another, discernment of spirits. To another, speaking in other tongues. To another, the gift of interpretation of tongues. Now, all these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and he gives them to each one. Everybody say each one, just as he, God, determines. Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. Help us understand this text this morning. Quite exciting, quite controversial. Help us have some takeaways today. And we pray this in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, so if someone were to ask you the question, what is the greatest gift you've ever received? What would you say? If you were to ask me, and I'm going to ask me, David, what's one of the greatest gifts you've ever received? I would say to you, when I was 19 years old, I had an encounter with Jesus Christ. And that was the greatest gift I can talk about. The gift of salvation, the gift of faith, the gift of forgiveness of sins, the gift of eternal life. And then I would go on and add to that list. I would say the gift of Rhonda Lee Olshein, my wife. And then I would say the gift of my kids, Rachel Lee, a.k.a. Ray Ray Olshein. And then Andrew David, a.k.a. Smitty Olshein. Those are some of my greatest gifts. And then I would add to that, that God has given me one or two spiritual gifts, and he's given you as a Christ follower one or two or more spiritual gifts. And so we're going to talk this morning about spiritual gifts. We're also going to talk about fathers. I'm going to have the fathers come up in about 6 or 7 minutes, and I have some presents for you as a dad. So if you're a dad or a grandpa, I'm not going to have you do anything weird. You're just going to come up, and you're going to get some gifts from me. So let's talk about 1 Corinthians chapter 12. It starts off by saying that there's different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit of God. There are different kinds of services that are distributed by God, and there are different kinds of workings. In other words, each gift has a different kind of variety and different kind of feel, a different kind of function, but the same Holy Spirit. Now, these are not natural gifts given to each believer, because every believer has natural gifts. Every unbeliever, every non-Christian, every person who doesn't even have a faith, everyone has natural gifts. But these are called spiritual gifts. And the denomination that we're part of, Christian Missionary Alliance, refers to these as supernatural empowerments. In other words, the Holy Spirit working through the person, through the Christian, has these gifts that go and get dispensed to other people, and God works through that person. Now, these gifts are not just natural. They are supernatural. It means that God has anointed this person, he has gifted this person, and each person in the body of Christ has at least one or two. Some of you have more. Not every Christian has all of them. That would negate the need for the body of Christ. But every Christian, if you're a Christ follower, you've got some spiritual gifts. So I'd like to give you a kind of an overview this morning of just a quick acrostic, G-I-F-T-S, gifts, and explain that to you, and then we're going to have the dads come forward. So the first G refers to this, God. That was simple, wasn't it? God is the giver of these gifts. God is the dispenser of these gifts. In verse 7 and verse 11, it tells us this, that God determines and chooses the gift to the recipient. So it's not like, well, I want prophecy, or I want tongues, or I want healing. This is a gift I want. Doesn't matter what you want. Doesn't matter what I want. God is the giver of the gifts. Now, this is going to be a list of 9 gifts, and they're very controversial. Some people, I'm just going to share the debate with you. There's some people believe that all of these gifts are in existence. I am one of those people that believe that. I believe all these gifts are for today. Our Christian Missionary Alliance denomination believes that all of these gifts are for today. There are other people who believe that some of these gifts have ceased. Some people believe miracles and tongues and interpretation. Some people believe they don't exist anymore. Some people believe that healing, the spiritual gift of healing, doesn't exist. I believe that all of these exist. I'm not here to resolve that debate for you. I just want you to know the debate is out there. Some believe they're all here for today, and some people believe some are here and some are not. And there's some people believe that none of these 9 exist today. I think they're wrong. But that's just my opinion. That was a free thought. Okay, but there are other gifts listed in 1 Corinthians 12. For example, it lists speaking or preaching. It lists exhortation. It lists administration, serving, evangelism, missionary work, leadership, shepherding. The Bible lists all kinds of spiritual gifts. Bible says celibacy, the gift of singleness, is a gift. My professor believed that martyrdom, where you die for your faith, is a spiritual gift. The problem with martyrdom, you don't know you've got that gift till you're dead. Okay? You don't know. Till you die, you don't know. Whoa, you're in heaven. Whoa, I didn't know I had that gift. Well, you got that gift. You died. But for some of us, if not all of us, we have to get past our feelings of inadequacy and our naturalness. For example, I have 2 friends who both attend this church, who are extreme introverts. They don't like being up front. They don't want the applause. They don't want the acknowledgement, but they are gifted communicators and preachers and speakers. And for some of you, we have to get past that. Well, what is my natural gifts and what's my spiritual gifts? Well, these are supernatural functions. And so the Bible says that God is the giver of the gifts. That's what you need to know. Now, the I stands for ignorance is not bliss, okay? Apostle Paul says here, I don't want you to be ignorant. Well, he's telling the Corinthians this for a reason, because they were, because there was confusion about the spiritual gifts. And so Paul's saying, I don't want you to be confused about this. I want you to understand it. And so he's going to spend all of chapter 12, all of chapter 14 explaining the spiritual gifts. And Pastor Jeff's going to unpack the more controversial ones in the next 2 weeks on prophecy and healing and tongues and those kind of things. But I'm going to kind of walk you through this morning the 9 that are listed. So ignorance is not bliss. The F is faith. The Bible says you're saved by grace through faith. The Bible says in Colossians 2, you walk by faith. And I believe that you have to function believing that God has given you a spiritual gift. You function out of that faith gift. It's a natural gift that God gives every believer, ability to believe God for things, and you're going to use that faith to exercise and function your spiritual gifts. I've seen all of these 9 gifts in function. I've been a part of some of them. Some of them have been abused, and so some of us, because we're like, we see the abuse or we don't understand it, we say, oh, let's negate that. It doesn't really exist. But I have a feeling that if you go to another country, and I've been to 22 countries, I have seen these all of these gifts and function through different experiences. And I kind of wish, as kind of an American, I wish we saw more of some of these supernatural gifts. I would love to see more healings. I love doctors. My niece is going to be a doctor. I appreciate medicine. But I would love God to show up for like 2 weeks and just put the doctors out of business, just for like 2 weeks. Then they can come back and they can make their money. If you're a doctor, we love you. We appreciate you. But God also does supernatural things too. Amen? Okay, so just tracking with you. Okay, the F is faith. The T is test it, meaning try, get out there, experiment, see what's there for you. On a natural level, I did not know that my son would be a great swimmer. We did not know that till we threw him in the water. And when we threw him in the water, we realized this dude is a fish. He can swim. And for some of you, and for me, when I was 19 years old, and someone invited me to speak at a youth retreat, and I didn't know what a youth retreat was, and I did, and all these kids came to Christ, and I did another one, and I started to, someone said to me, "Oh, Shane, you could spit, you have the gift of evangelism." And I was like, "What's the gift of evangelism?" They're like, "The ability to share your faith." Well, I didn't know that until I got kind of thrown out there. And so for some of us, we're sort of reluctant. Well, I'm saying test it. Get out there. Try some of this stuff. Put your feet into even comfortable places. That's the T. The S is spiritual gifts are supernatural, given to every believer, every Christ follower. G-I-F-T-S. That's kind of a simple overview of spiritual gifts in about 6 minutes. Now, God is the dispenser of the gifts, right? I was waiting for a reaction here. God is the dispenser of the gifts, okay? God gives gifts to every Christian. Yes, okay, good. God determines who gets them. Okay, so I'm going to illustrate this. For the next few minutes, I'm going to be God. I know that's a stretch, okay? Don't say anything, brother. Okay, I know it's a stretch, but I'm going to be God, and I'm going to give away some gifts. So if you're a dad or your grandpa, I would like you to come forward. You're going to stand right here. We're not going to do anything weird, I promise. If you're a dad, we need to acknowledge you. Let's clap for them. That'll get them moving. Dads, grandpas, come on up. If you're a dad or grandpa, yes, even you. Even you, Wilson. What does that shirt say? Dad of girls, outnumbered. I like that. Okay, and so we've got the odd squad who are going to come and help eventually, and they're going to eventually give you some presents, but I'm going to start because I'm God for the moment. I'm going to dispense some gifts, and when you've received your gifts, eventually you're going to eventually go out that way, okay? So like don't go in the middle, kind of like go that way. Okay, so let's see. Who's the youngest dad? Let's see. What did they say? What did they say for Miss America? The card. Let's open up the card here. Okay. So who's been the dad the least? Who's been like 1 year or less? Look at you. Look at you. 2 weeks. There's a Chick-fil-A card. Okay. Remember, I am God and I'm the dispenser of the gifts. Okay. And who has been the dad the longest? Who's been a dad at least 30 years? How about 40 years? How about 50 years? How about 60 years? Yes? We have Methuselah in the house. That's awesome. Chick-fil-A for you. You can't use it today because they're not open. Okay. All right. Who's a dad? Who's a grandpa? We got a grandpa? Grandpa, how many kids? How many grandkids? 10 kids. Holy cow. Let's give him a really, really, really good one. Here we go. Here's a Taco Bell and an Outback. There you go. That'll get you some French fries. Okay. All right. Who's been a dad 20 years? If you've been a dad like 20 years, okay, JoJo, there you go. And you've been a dad 20 years. Here you go. This brother, come on up here. There you go. All right. And let's see. Who is from California? Anybody from California? Do we have anyone from California? Who's from California? Uncle Jack, you get... You know what this is called, Jack? You know what this is called? Cauliflower. There you go. There you go. Okay. Let's see. Who's the... best looking dad here. Oh, this is tricky. Oh, no, right here. This is a good looking dude right there. There's an Outback card for you. Have some meat. Who is the baldest? Oh, there we go. The baldest dad. Here we go. Let's see here. We've neglected this side. Will he have a Chick-fil-A card? This guy's best beard right here. Dude, $10 Chick-fil-A card. Let's see. Let's see. We got the oldest. Oh, from India. An Indian dad. Yes. Yes. Oh, my. How could I forget that? I was going to say Dallas Cowboy dad. Okay. Okay. You like Chick-fil-A. Can you do Chick-fil-A? Okay. And can you do Chick-fil-A? Okay, and look at these two. They're just lusting over this one right here. These two right here. You have most kids. There you go. There you go. Okay, we're not done. Okay, so where's my odd squad? Odd squad, where are you? Okay, as you dads are kind of walking out, the odd squad has some candy for you. They're my little God minion helpers, okay? So as you're walking out, make sure you get, there's also some sugar-free for those of you who don't like sugar, you're diabetic. And let's thank these dads, okay? Awesome. And because I'm a generous God, each one of them can have two pieces of candy, all right? So while they're walking back, if you're a dad, did anybody think, did any of you dads think it's not fair that he got that gift? Did anybody think that? Okay. Did someone say, I'm jealous, I want his gift? Anyone think that? Or did anyone think, I'm not going to use this? I'm not going to use this gift. Or I am better than this guy because I got the best gift. Or I like it, I'm going to use it. Or can I trade it? Can I trade it for another? Or I don't want this gift. Now remember, 1 Corinthians 12 is saying a couple things. Every believer in Christ gets a gift or two. Okay? Whose choice is that? It's God's choice, but it's also your choice if you discover it and decide that you're going to use it or not use it. Make sense? So you have the choice. So when my grandma used to send me presents, she would call me and she would say, a present is on the way. And I would never say, well, grandma, when I get it, I'll call you and thank you. I would just say, thank you. Appreciate it. I appreciate that it's sent. My daughter sent me a Father's Day card gift. I haven't opened it yet, but she sent it to me. I said, thank you, honey, for sending it. I don't know what it is, but the box is moving, so I don't know if there's something living in it or not, but thank you for the gift. Well, the goal of the gift is to do what? It's to use it. It doesn't serve anybody any good just putting it on a shelf. So the Apostle Paul gives us 9 spiritual gifts, and I'm going to run through these pretty quickly. The first item I'm going to call the insight gifts. These are a category of 3. The supernatural gift of wisdom, the supernatural gift of knowledge, and the supernatural gift of discernment. Now, the gift of wisdom, and it should be in your little bulletin, is your is the spiritual ability to make decisions, the supernatural ability to impart wisdom to others. In the Old Testament, 222 times the word wisdom is used. It's talking about a natural kind of wisdom. So this kind of wisdom is where God places this wise thought in your head and you give it to someone else. So someone said to me, you're going to be doing this someday, or you're going to find yourself in this experience. And then it happens. You go, how did they know? Because God gave them a gift of wisdom, supernatural. The gift of knowledge works similar. It's the ability to warn people, to protect people. It's a supernatural insight into somebody's life or some situation. Like my first pastor said to me when he knew I was coming to CIU, I was scared to call him because I was kind of put out a fleece, and my fleece was, Lord, I need like 5 of my best friends to affirm that we're going to come to Columbia, South Carolina. And when he was the last guy I called, and he said, he'd been right on everything I'd done my whole life. And he said, David, you're going to love this guy. You're going to be there 10, 15, 20 years. Well, this is my just 25th year. So, I mean, he had an insight into that. And then discernment is the ability to distinguish between good and evil, truth and falsehood. I've had situations where I was going somewhere and the Spirit would speak to me and say, don't go in there, don't go into that building, or stay away from this TV show or this movie, because it was like the ability to discern between false and true. Be careful where you're walking. The Spirit will kind of give you a nudge, a sense of don't go there. So that's called discernment of spirits. The next 3 are called the power gifts. These are the ones that are very controversial. These are some of the people that say that some of these gifts don't exist. The gift of faith. I'm pretty sure I don't have this one. I have faith, but this is a supernatural ability to believe God in the worst situations. This is the ability to, where God just says, I'm going to give you the ability to rise above your situation. And there are a number of people that you probably know that have this spiritual gift. The next one is the gift of miracles. And we see this in Acts 6, 7, and 8, where a guy named Stephen was given the ability to work miracles and work healing. And I really do. I really desire in my heart, because I see it in other countries that are much poorer than us. They have this incredible faith to believe God. They have this incredible faith to believe in miracles and see miracles happen. And I've seen them. And I've seen them. I've had the gift of healing a couple times, but I know I don't have that gift because most of the time I've prayed for people, they die. Okay? So if you want healing, don't come to me, Winston, okay? Just go to someone else because I mean they think I'm joking, but I have seen some people healed. I have prayed for some people to heal, but I'm pretty sure that's not the spiritual gift God has given me. But the book of Acts says it's Stephen. You guys are laughing at me. I get it. Okay, the book of Acts talks about Stephen, the ability to work miracles and healings. And we see healings throughout the book of Acts. And there's something inside of me. I don't know about you. I would love to see more of that. I would love to see God just really show up and do more of that. I really do. And I think we've gotten in America so intellectualized Christianity. I'm not even sure that we believe all that stuff half the time. We're always prone to, at least for my perspective, we go to doctors. I love doctors. I think I told you my niece is going to be a doctor. We got some doctors in our family. They do a great work. We need them. I believe God uses them. But I also believe God can supernaturally heal. And then the last three are what's called the speaking gifts. And the first one is called prophecy. This is either what we think of as called foretelling, predicting the future. Literally in the Greek, this is more of forthtelling. This is more of where God uses someone to preach or teach, where they are preaching a now word, what I call a now word of God. This is what God wants us congregation to hear right now. This is something that we need to hear present tense. And then the gift of tongues, some people would say this is a prayer language. Where they've been filled with the Spirit, they can speak in an unknown tongue that they don't know. Other people would say this gift of tongues is where you can go cross-culturally, and all of a sudden you're in a context where they speak a different language, and God gives you the ability to not only understand it, but to speak it quickly. I tend to err toward the first one, this prayer language that people have that they do privately. And Pastor Jeff will unpack tongues and interpretation of tongues in the next couple weeks. And then interpretation of tongues is very simple. That's interpreting what the tongue said that you didn't understand. And Corinthians got confused as a church because someone would get up and speak in tongues, and unbelievers were there like, what's going on? This is crazy. And then someone would get up and interpret it. Thus saith the Lord, or I look to the hills, where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord. And that they would interpret what the speaking in tongues would be, whether it was Italian or Spanish or Croatian or whatever culture that comes from. It's a supernatural ability to speak that language, that prayer language, and then interpret it. So Rick Warren says this, your spiritual gifts were not given for your own benefit, but for the benefit of others. Just as other people were given gifts for your benefit. In other words, it's not for your glory, it's not for your ego, it's not for your puffed upness, it's not, I'm so cool, it's not like my gift's more spiritual than your gift, my gift's more spiritual than your, no, they're all important, but they're not given for me to build myself up, they're given to me so I can dispense them and use them to bless other people, and the same way for you, your gifts are to benefit other people. So what do we do? What's our takeaway? Number one, I encourage you to take the SHAPE inventory on our website. I took it 2 weeks ago. I really liked it. It gave me some clarity about my own life that I hadn't thought about. So go on and get on the Sand Hills website and take that inventory. It's very quick. You'll be done in 15 minutes. And it'll give you some illumination, insight into you. Number two, recognize that God gives you at least one spiritual gift. And if he does, he wants you to use that gift. He doesn't want you just to sit on it. Parable of the talents. Got to use it. And then last one, find it, use it, don't snooze on it. That's your takeaway today. Find the spiritual gift that God has given you, or two, or three. When you find it, use it. And when you use it, don't snooze on it. What's the word of God for today? We've all been given a spiritual gift as Christians. God wants us to use it, discover it, and bless other people with it. In the process, God gets the glory. God is honored. You're blessed. I have found that the most joyful Christians on planet Earth, the happiest Christians on planet Earth, are those who have found their spiritual gifts and used them. I've also found the most boring, most bored, most unfulfilled Christ followers are those who've never found their gifts, or they found them and they've never used them. Your takeaway today is find it, use it, don't snooze on it. Father, we give you honor and praise that you would even want to give us these gifts, not for our self-glorification, not for self-exaltation, but for the benefit of the common good for the body of Christ. Lord, help each person here figure it out, discover it, use it, and don't snooze on it. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen.
Thank you for listening to audio from Sandhills Community Church. Feel free to share this with others, but please do not charge for those copies or alter the content in any way without permission. For more information, please visit our website at www.sandhillschurch.org.